This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline, this is important, folks, what's going on, because we're going to have either two or three segments talking about the coronavirus and what can you do. So our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to show people how to increase your returns and reduce your risk. Well, many of you have been in the market and you've lost a pile of money. Now, we've been talking about what's going on last week, the toilet paper syndrome. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And I didn't realize the fact that would come to fruition again, but I'll talk about that very soon. But we're going to talk about 10 myths of the coronavirus. You're getting a lot of information all over the place. It's a pretty reliable source. So you want to take this source compared to the other sources. But I believe, like Miss Melissa Francis, who's on Fox News, the business part of the Fox News, and I talked about this last week, and I didn't realize it happened this quickly. Overreaction to the coronavirus will have a larger economic impact than the virus itself. The fear factor out of 100 is right now 2. It hasn't been that way since 87. What do I mean by that, or what does she mean by that? I'll expand what I mean by that. I said last week, what's going to happen is there's more people going to die because of the economic collapse than the actual virus itself. I believe, now it's part of the government's being responsible, but a lot of it's irresponsible. The news media is irresponsible. Health officials, government officials are irresponsible. I'll talk more about that in a minute. Why do I say that? Now, I'm not being flippant about it or cocky or arrogant either, because any type of illness, whether it's the flu, the cold, cancer, heart disease, or whatever, they're all should be taken seriously. But one thing people are taking out of the equation, and they don't talk about God, at least on the secular stations, they don't. So we'll stay tuned. We'll talk more about that, because God is in control. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. He'll reveal that what he wants us to know. He doesn't cause it, but he allows it. So we'll talk more about that. So again, the name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our toll-free number, you should at least set up a phone call to see what you can do. We'll talk about some strategies, short-term and even some longer-term strategies where you have the potential of getting your money back that you lost. Some of you lost 30%. That's just based on the S&P or the NASDAQ or the Dow. And if you have individual stocks, some of those are down over 50%. Now, some of them aren't down quite as much as those. It all depends on what type. But the all of our market is down. It's in a bear market. And when the market, the S&P, tanks more than 20%, it's known as a bear market. So we're approximately 30%. A correction is 10%. And if it goes down to 50%, do you know what you have to do to get back to even? Some people are answering 50%. Well, let's figure this out. If you had $100,000 and you lost 50%, you have $50,000. You earned 50%. 50% of 50,000 is 25. You only have 75,000. You need 100% to get back to even. So you have money that is slipping through the cracks. I've been talking about the last 2 or 3 weeks. All kind of things. Taxes. And now some of you are probably, at the end of the year, going to end up paying taxes on money that you have losses. How could that be? That's why you need to set up a call and see what you can do. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Or you can Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial. It'll take an area in Google and just click on the button that says LeaveALegacy.com. LeaveALegacy.com. It'll take you our website. It has all our contact information, free videos, educational information. And we're going to talk in a few minutes about some strategies. So you want to hold tight for that. But I want to get into the coronavirus. But the toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Schedule that call. There's no charge for it with myself or my daughter. My daughter and I have been serving pre-retirees and retirees for over 60 years. I have 50 years in the business. I started in 1970 before they had calculators. I'm a master certified estate planner. I'll just go briefly what we do. We show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend out. Which some of you may not be thinking about that at all. Now you're just thinking about panic. And then we do taxes. Man, we're getting swamped with taxes. In fact, it's 12:49 a.m. in the morning when I'm recording. I'll probably do two segments, finish up the other ones tomorrow, and you'll be listening on Saturday, 11 to 12. So we're getting slammed with tax. We do tax preparation, tax planning. We work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania on estate planning, wills, trusts, power of attorneys, et cetera. Then you name the investment or the savings. I can't say we have everything, but we have most things out there. So give us a call. And we're going to talk on the next segment on some strategies, short-term and some long-term, where you can ride this out temporarily, then get back in the market, or a strategy where you can participate in the market with no downside strategy. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But anyways, I believe Melissa France is right. Overreaction to the coronavirus will have a larger economic impact than the virus itself. What do I mean by that? Well, guess what? This is going to be hard to measure. There'll be people out there committing suicide. People can't be getting drugs or medicine. People are panic. I want to give you some facts. Now, don't get me wrong. This is a serious illness, but so is the flu. So is pneumonia. So is cancer. You say, well, those aren't contagious. Well, let me give you some information. And if you'd like to get a copy of this from Regenix, you say, who is Regenix? They've been around since 2005. This doctor has been practicing medicine for 31 years. They're the oldest when it comes to stem cells. So let me give you what he has to say. As a physician, not me now, I'm reading from this, I posted on the coronavirus 2 times this past week to try to answer the bevy of patient and family questions I have received. My second post was shared very widely and generated lots of comments from many, and some of you may be listening, freaked out, frightened people. Hence, I've taken the biggest misconceptions I've seen in those comments in the media and reviewed them with this post. There's 10 misconceptions. We may not have time to go through all of them, but on the second segment, we'll pick up. Then I'll talk about some strategy on the second segment. Bold letters, please don't panic. There's people going to stores, crazy people. I haven't even been in the store. My wife has, but I haven't. I have to say that after being a doctor for 31 years, I'm not sure that I've seen anything quite like this at a level of abject panic regarding a respiratory virus in my career. While this is a bad bug that can be overwhelmed, helmed with health systems and should be taken seriously. The misinformation is spinning out of control. Again, if you focus on the actual hard data, which we're going to get into, it paints a different picture. And he said that this morning, we have, that was yesterday, we have just over 4,000 deaths worldwide. And again, the average seasonal flu kills between 291,000 and 646,000 people worldwide each year. Now, so far this year, I think it's been 8,000 in the United States, but this is worldwide now. The CDD just announced that the U.S. had 20,000 flu deaths. Okay, I heard a little bit less this season, with 350,000 hospitalizations. Today, on average, 48,219 people will die of cardiac disease. So why the abject panic? It's being fueled by some in the media. He says, I show below, and you get a copy of this report, I'll be glad to email to you or mail to you, when you have trusted names like Sanjay Kupa on ABC fanning the flames of fear rather than correctly interpreting data, you can see why people are so freaked out. So the first one, and on the next segment we'll get into detail, that he said, my top 10 coronavirus misconceptions list. The first misconception, the mortality rate of the coronavirus is 2 to 3%. Is that correct? When we come back, you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies. I'm going to try to cover these 10 and then get into the strategies to show you how to protect your money. But the health is probably the most important thing. The money is also important, because without more money, you may be getting the panic and die of other things. So that's also very important, your health and your wealth. But the most important thing is where you're going to spend eternity. We'll be talking about that. That's more important than any of this. So please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E Limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. We're talking about the top 10 corona misconception list. The first one is the mortality rate of coronavirus is 2 to 3%. Is that true? And you got fake news like Dr. Sanjay Kupta, who's given wrong information. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let me give you some contact information. You want to set up a phone call. There's no charge for that. To learn more about how you can protect your money, how money is falling through the cracks, through taxes, through fees, through investments, through losing money. And you say it's too late now. Others write it down. No, it's not too late. We're going to talk about that. Hopefully, we can get started on the second segment. If not, I promise you for sure we'll be covering it thoroughly in the third segment. Okay, he said, this has been reported many times, mostly by Dr. Sanjay Gupta, if I'm pronouncing his name right, who should know better. As a White House press secretary, Dr. Sanjay Gupta said the flu has a fatality rate of 0.1%. He said this has a fatality rate of somewhere between 2 to 3%. COVID-9, I like to quote this, COVID-9, does not have 2 to 3% mortality rate. That number comes from the Chinese Wuhan data. The issue is that the number represents mostly sick people tested for the disease versus total deaths. Regrettably, that's not how mortality rate is calculated, which uses all that have contracted disease as the denominator. Obviously, they're not good at math. So he gets in a little chart here, says fatality, sick, the tested positive, and all that contracted the disease. He says it's inflated by Dr. Gupta because he probably didn't do well in math versus actual fatality rate. He said the outside of Wuhan mortality, where there was a wider testing of most that had contracted disease, was 0.4% based on a report published by the Chinese CDC. Mortality on the Princess cruise outside Japan, the only place so far where you can be sure that you tested all exposed in a close environment, was less than 1%, 0.85%. And only those over 70 died. In South Korea, which has tested more than 100,000 people, the case fatality rate is 0.65%. So what's the real mortality rate? He said under 1%. The mortality rate for influenza varies by type in immunization effectiveness, but mortality among those 75 years and older is much higher than for the young, is over 1%. You hear that? Over 1% for the flu. So we have mortality rates that are pretty close here. Hence, Sanjay Gupta was reporting inaccurate information. The statement that in the elderly, the coronavirus is almost as deadly as the flu, and that more middle-aged people need intensive care, and that these needs can quickly overwhelm health systems. However, Sanjay should know that 2 to 3% number he threw out is likely not accurate, and the reasons why it's likely inflated. He said, here are some of the media outlets I would like to congratulate, as they have actually reported on the evolving science rather than hype. You might want to write these down. Slate-COVID-19 isn't as deadly as we think. And if you like that, I can click on the link, by the way, but you can Google that. Next one is Human Progress, the misleading arithmetic of COVID-19 death rates. Next one is NPR, why the death rate from coronavirus is plunging in China. ABC's news, early mortality rates for coronavirus are likely misleading, experts say. Children and adults have done extremely well in terms of recoveries, say doctors. Another myth, coronavirus is aerosolized and the flu is not. Hence, the spread of disease is much more than the flu. He said this is nonsense. The flu virus is also aerosolized, which is the primary way it's spread. Coronavirus, much longer on surface than the flu virus, which is up to 9 days on plastic. Is that true? This rumor, he said, was started by the Washington Post and is also not accurate, as written. First, for comparison, the flu virus survives on hard surfaces for about 9 hours and several hours in fluid droplets or aerosols in the air with low temperatures, increasing the survival of the virus in these droplets. Many respiratory viruses die off, not all, but many of them die off as the temperature goes up. At this point, according to CDC, there's no evidence that the coronavirus is spread by surface contact. None. The Washington Post article was based on a statement in the conclusion of research study that found that on most surfaces, other coronavirus, not the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19, survive various lengths of time from hours to days. He said the study that reported that the coronavirus could survive for 9 days on a plastic really didn't say that exactly. He said while the research showed that a different coronavirus survived by 9 days on plastic, by 48 hours, the viral load was 10,000 times less. So survive, he said, is relative term. In fact, another study included the same review paper showed a similar coronavirus only particularly survived for 2 to 3 days on plastics, which fits with the fact that the viral load is falling steeply after that time. So how spreadable is this virus? The data from the Princess Cruise, Japan, a closed environment where you have almost 4,000 people that lived in one space for 2 weeks and infected people touched all sorts of shared surfaces, shows that only about 20% of the people on the ship were positive. Given that this one spreads through water droplets from coughing and cruise ships are known to spread respiratory viruses, that spread is pretty typical for the average flu or cold virus. He said on the other side of the argument is a new study out of China which has not been peer-reviewed yet. This suggests that the coronavirus is more contagious than the flu. It will be interesting to see how this paper fares in the stringent peer review process. However, it's critical to look at data from both sides of this argument. Now, we can pick up on that, but let me give you a couple of strategies. Number one, you've lost money. You don't know what to do. You put it in the money market, it's not paying anything. We have some short-term instruments that are safety. They're with insurance companies. There's no risk to them. We call that a green money strategy. You can get them totally liquid. You want your money anytime or pay it 1.75%, totally liquid. Or you can go to 1 year and you can renew it. It's paying 2.25%. Now, that's just short term because you're panicking. You know where it is, but you like to earn something. That's one strategy. Another strategy is people, I told you, you lost 50%, hasn't lost 50 yet. Many of you are 30, some more, some less. So you're going to have to earn quite a bit to get back. If you lost 50, you need 100. So if you lost 30, you probably need about 70% to get back to even. Well, there's a strategy that your money's not in the market, but it's linked to the market. Now, let me give you an example. So let's say it's the S&P. And I'll make it simple. Let's say it's 1,000. The S&P is not 1,000. So it tanks to 500. Instead of you waiting to get all the way back up to that 1,000 to make money, you only have to make money from the 500 to the next level for a year. And whatever that is, guess what? You lock it in. If the market tanks again, guess what? You don't ride the market back down. You reset. And then you can recapture, start from that low point and start to participate on the upside again. There's some index annuities that are dogs out there. These are index annuities, and some are fantastic. Some back tested over 10 years have done over double digit returns. But there's many of them in the 6-7% steady peace of mind. Now, if you believe the stock market is going to recover and put all your money, then stay with it. Although we do have a division of our company that does tactical and strategic, although I don't like the buy and hold strategy, as you can see why. But we do have those strategies. Then we have alternative strategies that is not correlated to the stock market that are one-year strategies that are paying double digits. Now, those have a different risk than the one I mentioned earlier. So there are three short, and I just talked briefly, but what you need to do is set up a phone call, learn a little bit more about it, and then if it makes sense, we'll have you come in, but don't wear a mask, folks. Unless you're sick yourself, then if you are, stay at home. drink fluids, etc. You obviously want to wash your hands. But you know the message is going out there? Most people don't watch Fox, which is the number one network. They might have 3 million. They don't watch that stuff. And people who are crude like animals, guess what? They aren't going to do it. Now, every little bit helps, obviously. And this is to be taken seriously. But not to panic. God is in control. We'll talk more about that on the last segment. So we'll come back. We'll talk about some more myths here. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So thanks for tuning in. We were talking on the last segment about some different strategies. I gave you 3 different strategies. If you missed part of it, only caught part of it, and you'd like to set up a complimentary phone call at no charge, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, or just Google the word legacy financial, take it to our website. It has all our contact information. But you want to set up the phone call. Besides what's going on here with the market, there's other areas that you're slipping and losing money through the cracks. You know, the phone call is not a big deal. It's not going to cost you anything. You can learn more about that and see if we're a good fit for you or not. So in the last segment, we're talking about the top 10 myths about the coronavirus by Regenics, which is the oldest outfit in the country for stem cells. They do a lot of stem cells. You can Google the Regenics. So here's another myth. The coronavirus will ramp up in the U.S. over the next few months. This is a lot of people are doing, creating panic. And by summer, we will become China, a country on lockdown with millions of cases, and our health system will be what? According to blogger Liz Specht, it's a raspberry for getting this one out there. She reported that by May, we would have some 5.4 million cases in the United States using her pandemic math. I have a problem with that word. Sounds like the plague. This is not a plague. The problem is that Liz isn't a physician, so she seems to have missed this graph put out by the CDC. The peak month of the U.S. viral flu transmission, which this virus will follow as well, at least they think so, is primary spread in its aerosolization, I'm not maybe pronouncing it right, through coughing, are December through March. This is because the survival viruses in water droplets falls off the map when the temps heat up. Note that in 36 years, the graph here, 1982 to 2018, you can't see it, that I have here, we have never had a flu peak in April or May. The graph for other viruses looks similar. Hence, while the spread of the virus may well be somewhat contained by testing and quarantine, which is unprecedented in the United States at this scale, Mother Nature will be at the rate limiting step in the U.S. pandemic math, since warmer weather reduces viral spread. Next, forget about China. The real disaster is Italy. Is that true? He said, it's hard to get much data on Italy at this point. I've tried translating press releases put out by the Italian Health Ministry, but they don't have all that much information. We do know that Italy, as this writing, has 9,172 coronavirus cases and has had 463 deaths. So while it's true that the numbers look awful and their health system is seriously overtaxed, the reports that they are running low on critical ventilators, an interesting bit of information was reported by the BBC. The Italian Health Ministry says that the average age of death for the coronavirus is, are you ready for this? What do you think it is? 81.4 years. Why is that number very important? It means that the data out of Italy so far is following information we have from the Princess cruise ship. The mortality is clustering around that very old, which is the same for the flu. If you had cold systems, you probably have the coronavirus. Is that true? Another myth. He said, I heard this one on a local radio station. The main symptoms of COVID-19 are not the sniffles or a runny nose or sneezing. The main symptoms are a fever and a dry cough with or without shortness of breath. The corona's misinformation machine continues to spin out of control. You can't turn on around without hearing a factoid from usually credible sources that we can easily debunk. That's the sad part. So listen to the CDC and get yourself tested if you have symptoms. Observe strict quarantine protocols if you test positive. If you're sick and unsure, just stay home. In the meantime, wash your hands and take a deep breath. In fact, I have a service for $10 or $15 a month to cover your entire family. It's called telemedicine, where you can call someone and talk to a physician or one of those nurses' assistants and get some information to see if it's worthwhile that you should even go in. That, I think, is very vital. If you're interested, give me a call. If you don't, that's okay as well. It doesn't really matter. I mean, just another way. So if you'd like to get this report, a copy of this, I can email it to you or mail it to you. It's called The Top 10 Coronaviruses Myth by Regenex, R-E-G-E-N-E-X-X. So call our toll-free number if you'd like to get a copy of it, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or to Google the word LeaveALegacy.com or LegacyFinancial. Take you to an area that says LeaveALegacy.com and set up that complimentary consultation. Now, here's one that we're going to talk about, the investment. Have you ever heard of reverse dollar cost average? Dollar cost average can actually be a positive thing during your pre-retirement. But folks, if you're near retirement, or in retirement, I've been talking about this, it's time to switch gears. It's about income. And if you need to generate income that's predictable, not a maybe, that'll last your lifetime, we have strategies for that. I didn't go on that last segment or the first part of this segment talk about it, but we do have strategies for that. So it's what happens when you contribute to a set amount of money in your 401k, this is dollar cost average, IRA or other account, at a set interval each month or once a year. And this money is consistently investing in a stock, a mutual fund, or a similar investment, regardless of whether that specific investment is performing well or poorly at the time. But if you're in retirement, you got to draw money, you may have a big problem. It's called a sequence of returns. You're taking money out on a falling knife, so to speak. While dollar cost average can help you while you are accumulating your retirement fund, it can also provide great harm. It is great harm after you have retired and start selling your stocks or mutual fund shares to generate the income you need. When you retire, it's usually about income. We're income specialists. For example, assume that you continue these contributions and stock purchases within your 401k for additional years until you retire. The share price continues to go up and down, but upon retirement, the total value of all your shares equals $1,000. And let's assume that with all the past ups and downs, the average annual growth rate of retirement worked out to be 5%. You don't have a pension, an income annuity, or any other source of protected income other than your Social Security. So you'll need to sell some of your stock shares to provide income you need. Since in the past, the growth rate of these stock shares average 5% annually, in our last example, it might appear that your stock could support $50 annual income out of that $1,000 without a reduction in the balance. $1,000 times 5% equals $50. I'm trying to keep this simple. In other words, realizing that the price of the stock will likely continue to go up and down as is in the past, logic might suggest that as long as these ups and downs averages out to 5% growth rate, you'll be able to sell shares each year to raise $50 when you need eroding that $1,000 total. Here's what the problem is. Once you start taking distributions for an income, the averages that help you during the accumulation period of your life can now cause you great harm. This harm is most sharply felt when stock values drop early during your retirement. So it's about income. Assume the stock drops in value by 40%. We're not quite here yet. That's because you need your first $50. After this drop in price, the total value of your XYZ holdings is $550. After selling enough shares to raise $50 you need, the balance is now $500, $550 minus $50. By selling stock at the depressed shares price, you lock in the loss on the sold shares, and they never benefit from future gains. With those shares gone, even if the price of the remaining shares consistently grows at the rate of 5% each year and every year, that is only $25 annually, well short of the $50 of annual income. So, if you continue to sell enough share so that you can meet your $50 annual income need, and that total investment is now only growing at a rate of $25 each year, it wouldn't be too long in many years where you have no remaining shares to sell and your income from this investment stops altogether. In fact, because of this initial loss was locked in when you first sold your shares, the remaining $500 balance must now grow each year by a higher rate of 10% in order to support that $50 annual income. That's why you need to set up that phone call or complimentary consultation. Folks, some of you, this is very serious. But fear not. Be anxious for nothing. We do have some strategies, and for many people, these strategies are suitable. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. In our next segment, we're going to talk a little politics and what's going on.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention baby boomers, Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information because many of you listening want to set up a company call at least or maybe even come in to see myself or my daughter. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. And say, I don't know which way to turn. I don't know where to go. Would you talk about that short-term strategy? What's that one you can go up and you don't go down with the market? What is that strategy? What are you talking about that all terms of one-year strategy is double-digit returns? Or what are you talking about produces a guaranteed income? Are these scams or what are these things? Two things we don't do here at Legacy Financial Strategy because we have a tax practice. We don't do Willie Nelson strategies and we don't do Ponzi schemes. So if you're looking for those kind of instruments, we're not the place to come. Go someplace else. But our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Get on our calendar either to come in person or schedule a phone call with my daughter, myself. And a toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. Click on an area. When you go to Google, it says leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com, and you can literally spend hours on that website with lots and lots of information. So we're going to talk a little politics. Now, I'm doing this on Thursday. Actually, it's Friday at 1:25 a.m. I was going to do part of the segments later, but I did all four segments because tax season will be being swamped. So they're going to be possibly taking it to the floor. They don't have to go through the committee to vote on a stimulus package. Well, I hope Nancy Pelosi, she's a slick, sly individual. In fact, she's just this tall like it is. She's an evil individual. But God still loves her. She wants all to come to repentance. By the way, a little side note about Nancy Pelosi. One of my clients had a dream about Nancy Pelosi. And then she saw Nancy Pelosi. She says, Nancy, I had a dream about you. It was a party, a big gathering. All kind of people came. They were laughing, having a good time. Nancy says, what was I wearing? How was my makeup? What kind of dress I have? How did I look and everything? And the lady says, well, I can't tell. It was a closed casket. That came from one of my clients. So Nancy Pelosi is going to bring up this spending bill, or this stimulus bill, rather. That's a spending bill, to try to help the economy from all walks of life. Now, it's got to be two-thirds vote. That's why they have to go to the committee. So we'll see what's happened. But I hope she doesn't add the abortion, because the abortion is in there for money for the abortion. The deal is dead. They got to go back to the table if that's the case. So let me just talk about some things from life news, what's going on about abortion. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg falsely claims abortion is safer than childbirth. Have you ever heard anything such ridiculous? Abortionist says she's proud to do abortions. She said, I work with the smile as I kill babies. You talk about evil. Abortion activist President Donald Trump is the single greatest threat to killing babies and abortions. He's the most pro-life that we've ever had in our country. Joe Biden is no moderate on abortion. He supports killing babies in abortion up to birth. In fact, Uncle Joe, by the way, in Kansas City, Missouri, inadvertently or verbally said, we must re-elect Donald Trump. Joe, you need to go home and rest. You need to go home and rest. You need some help. Abortionist active Harvey Weinstein sentenced to 23 years in prison for rape and sexual assault. You probably know that. And you may not know about this. Warren Buffett gives $4 billion for people have abortions. He contributes billion dollars. This is from lifenews.com. Do your own research. Lifenews.com. Now, here's another take you may or may not be aware of. Our ex-president, Barack Obama, when he was president, I told my daughter, we can call him president, but don't say his name. So we never said his name except one time inadvertently. My daughter It slipped out. Barack Obama's administration put Americans at greater risk to the coronavirus thanks to this fateful policy decision. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let me just read this. Americans are seeing new cases of the Chinese coronavirus each and every day. There are now more than 1,000 confirmed cases with at least 32 deaths attributed to the disease. But it was Barack Obama's administration that put Americans at greater risk to the coronavirus thanks to this fateful policy decision. With medical professionals unable to determine who's infected, it's impossible to quarantine sick Americans before the virus spreads. And standing in the way of the Trump administration, you ready for this, from acting swiftly to contain the coronavirus was who? The Obama-era regulation that forced state-run medical labs to only conduct tests approved first by federal regulators. I bet you didn't know that. I did not know that. When time was of the essence, these labs, you might have heard about it or seen or read about it, these labs and medical facilities were prevented by running their own diagnostic tests and allowed the coronavirus to spread rapidly across the United States. The Trump administration quickly repealed the Obama administration's regulation. We believe this policy strikes the right balance during the public health emergency, Food and Drug Administration Consumer Commissioner Stephen Hahn explained. He said, we will continue to help ensure sound science prior to clinical testing and follow up with the critical independent review from the FDA while quickly expanding testing capabilities in the U.S. This action, he said today, reflects our public health commitment to addressing critical public health needs and rapidly responding and adapting this dynamic, evolving situation. He said, in the face of critics in the fake news media and the Democratic Party, known as the demon rats or the dumb rats, who accuse the president of racism for imposing travel restrictions in China, it turns out that decision may have brought time to the administration needed to ramp up Americans' capability to handle the virus before it spreads uncontrollably. Vice President Mike Pence promised a whole of government approach to addressing the coronavirus outbreak when President Trump first put him in charge of the task force. And the administration continues to follow through with the approach as medical professionals work together to prevent as many Americans as possible from getting infected. So let's talk about some of the panic. I have not been in the stores. People were rushing, buying toilet paper. They think by putting the toilet paper over their face or these masks is going to prevent them. Those masks only, it has to be done right for the infected person. Fox, I see, is irresponsible. They're showing people walking around with these masks. They don't do any good at all. In fact, my sister, who's 68, her husband's 7.5 years younger. She's in a nursing home. She went to the nursing home. The lady behind the desk was sitting there. She said, can I help you? She had a mask on. My sister said to her, is there something wrong with you? She said, no. Now, she's a little more polite than me. I would have said, go get your supervisor. You are scaring me. Folks, you don't realize by panicking, you're scaring other people. God is in control. You hear that? God is in control. You're going to die. I'm going to die. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. I'm not going to be flipping about that. I'm not going to jump off any bridges or do anything like that. Take precaution. This is serious. But don't not panic. Has there been a place in your time where you ask the Lord Savior to come into your life? You ask for forgiveness, repent of your sins, and accept who? Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because you're going to die, I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. In Matthew 7, I'm paraphrasing, it said the gate to heaven is narrow, the gate to hell is wide. For two main reasons. There could be other reasons. Ignorance and pride. See, when people are panic out there. They're thinking of self. Self, pride. Basically, they think they're a god. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. See, some people think they're pretty good and going to heaven. The Bible doesn't say that. All have sinned and fall short the glory of God. Isaiah 64:6 says, compared to a righteous, holy God, we're filthy rags. So man's appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. He stands at the door. He's at the door. He wants all, you hear that, to come to repentance. But you have to ask forgiveness and ask them into your heart. As Lord, Jesus is Lord, the God. Not a God, but the God. Who do you say he is? Is he the God, a lunatic, or liar? He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father through me. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Who do you say he is? There's two judgments. The great white throne judgment are for non-believers where you're going to spend eternity in hell. Whose choice? Your choice. The other one is the Bema judgment, or judgment seat of Christ for believers where your work be tested. That's the most important thing. God is in control. He doesn't cause this, but he does allow it. So my prayer for our country is we will turn toward him, repent of our sins, and accept him as Lord and Savior, and have mercy on you, your family, and our country. If that's you, give us a call right now. If not, we'll see you next week, and thanks for tuning in.